You are listening to a Groove Street Journal article. 9 Michigan water systems reported cyber activity. What officials still haven't disclosed? By the Groove Street Journal desk. Developing. Last updated August 2, 2026, 12:46 a.m. EDT. Michigan officials say 9 water systems reported cyber activity, matching a recent federal warning, but they have not publicly identified the systems, described what happened at each facility, or named the attacker. The Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy told news organizations that all 9 systems continued operating safely, local operators addressed the activity, and there were no known public health impacts. That is the most important immediate fact for residents. It is not, however, a complete account of the incidents. Public reporting has not established whether all 9 systems were successfully breached, whether some reports involved blocked attempts or suspicious activity, or whether any operator temporarily lost remote visibility or control. The affected communities and facilities remain unnamed. What Michigan has confirmed. Eagle said the state received a federal alert concerning attempts to tamper with operational technology at water systems. Michigan communities then reported activity consistent with the federal description, with 9 systems ultimately counted in reporting by the Associated Press. The agency said the systems kept operating safely, and that no known impact created a public health concern. The FBI said it was aware of reporting involving the water and wastewater sector, and was working with government partners. Beyond that aggregate account, basic incident-level facts remain unavailable. The dates of the events, whether access was attempted or successful, the equipment involved, whether credentials or controller settings were changed, whether systems switched to manual operations, and what recovery work was required. Why 9 systems does not necessarily mean 9 successful breaches. Officials and news reports have used broad terms including activity, impacted, and cyber attacks. Those words are not interchangeable. A system can report scanning, an attempted login, a blocked connection, confirmed unauthorized access, a configuration change, or an operational disruption. Until Michigan releases a clearer incident taxonomy, saying 9 water plants were successfully hacked would exceed the public evidence. The same caution applies to consequences. Eagle's statement addresses the urgent public health question. It does not tell residents whether operators experienced communications loss, changed passwords, altered controller settings, pressure changes, overtime costs, or temporary manual operation. None of those effects has been publicly confirmed for Michigan. They are the questions officials still need to answer. 2 federal warnings and an important attribution line. The federal record contains 2 related but distinct tracks. A July 30th FBI and Environmental Protection Agency notice described malicious activity affecting internet-facing programmable logic controllers, or PLCs, in water and wastewater systems across at least 7 states. The FBI said it had observed the described behavior on Rockwell Automation, Allen-Bradley Micrologics 1100 and 1400 controllers. Attackers changed device IP addresses and passwords, cutting off monitoring and control in some cases. At least one organization found modified controller project files. Reported effects across the broader wave included pressure loss and flooding. A companion CISA alert said threat actors had locked operators out by changing passwords, disconnected controllers by changing IP addresses, and caused boil water notices and sustained manual operations somewhere in the sector. CISA urged water utilities and their integrators to remove publicly exposed PLCs and other operational technology from the internet. Those federal notices do not say the specific effects occurred in Michigan. They also describe the perpetrators only as malicious cyber actors. They do not publicly attribute the late July 7-state wave to Iran. A separate federal advisory attributes a broader campaign against internet-connected PLCs to Iranian-affiliated actors. That advisory documents project file manipulation, altered operator displays, and disrupted PLC functions across critical infrastructure. It does not identify the 9 Michigan systems or provide incident-specific attribution for them. The campaigns may ultimately prove connected. Public evidence does not yet establish that connection system by system. The disclosure gap is now the Michigan story. Michigan already maintains a water sector cybersecurity program involving Eagle and the Michigan Cyber Command Center. State guidance recommends incident reporting, cyber assessments, stronger authentication, backups, monitoring, and limits on public internet exposure. the existence of guidance does not show how deeply those controls were implemented at the nine systems, or whether relevant weaknesses had already been identified and remained unresolved. Officials can provide meaningful accountability without publishing live network addresses or a roadmap for attackers. At minimum, they could release anonymized totals showing how many reports involved attempted access versus confirmed unauthorized access, how many systems lost monitoring, control, or communications, whether any switched to manual operation, whether passwords, IP settings, or controller files were changed, whether water pressure, service, or quality testing was affected, whether the affected systems had completed prior cyber assessments, and when the state expects to identify systems or explain why their names must remain withheld. What residents should know now. Michigan says the nine systems operated safely and that no known public health impact occurred. There is no public evidence supporting claims that drinking water was contaminated or that all nine facilities shut down. There is also no public incident-specific evidence establishing that Iran attacked the Michigan systems. This remains a developing story because the state has acknowledged a significant cluster while releasing only an aggregate safety outcome. The next phase is not speculation about the attacker. It is obtaining a clear account of what happened, what worked, what failed, and what Michigan will change before the next attempt. GSJ will update this report as Michigan or federal officials identify affected systems, clarify incident scope, or release attribution evidence.